W-O-N-Y, Oneonta.
Along the city streets, you used to walk along with me. And every step I take reminds me of just how it used to be. Well, how can I forget you, girl? I pass a small cafe where we would dance at night. I can't help recalling how it felt to kiss and hold you tight. Well, how can I forget you, girl?
Singing in a honky tonk cafe. Nobody is hearing what you play. Yeah, they're too busy drinking anyway. You gotta keep on smiling, brother, keep on smiling. Say you found a peaceful land. Gonna change from city boy to country man. Yeah, try to build your life with your hand. And just keep on smiling, keep on smiling.
Taking us all the way back to 1974. That is Wet Willie here on Jukebox Journey. Gotta keep on smiling. Well, looks like the blizzard of 2026 is in the record books now, and a lot of people still shoveling out the snow. I know Long Island got slammed, Cape Cod, Connecticut, and I'm so glad we didn't get much up here at all. But it kind of reminds me of the blizzard of 1978. I think we must have got about, I don't know, 24, 25 inches. I think it was February in 1978. I was working at Friendly's at the time down in Lindenhurst, and two good friends of mine, both brothers, we wake up that morning, and one of us had the bright idea of walking to Friendly's and shoveling the snow, you know, getting good with the boss. So we walk to Friendly's, and it's about a mile away. We get there, and we're like, you know, let's call the boss just to let him know what we're doing. So we call him, and he's so grateful. And he says, this is great. Thank you so much. Whatever you want for lunch, make it. It's on the house. I'm like, wow, great. All right. So needless to say, we had big beefs, French fries, fribbles, the works. Eat this big lunch, clean everything up. And with that, my friends are putting on their coats, and they're like, I'll see you later. I'm like, where are you going? Well, they went to a young lady's house that they both liked. Her name was Terry, and they thought if they shoveled her driveway, they can impress her. So they left me. So I'm like, well, you know, we told the boss we were going to do this. So I go outside with my shovel, and I'm there for not even 5 minutes. I'm like, I can't do this. It's way too much snow. And with that, I thought about somebody else on our staff, George. His father was a minister up the road, and I knew he had a snowblower. So I walked up there. And I told him the situation, and he said, go back to Friendly's and meet me there. Well, he pulls up in his truck, takes out the snowblower, does the sidewalk, everything. 45 minutes, he's done. Next day, my friends were like, how did it go? I'm like, it was great. I sat inside and watched George's father shovel the snow, and I drank hot chocolate. And they were there for 3 hours shoveling snow. Sometimes you just got to work smart, right? That's all. We'll be right back. That one, Boston and their Monster album from 1976, More Than a Feeling. Johnny G along with you. Hiya, welcome. This is Jukebox Journey. I'll be with you till around 2 o'clock this afternoon. Over the weekend, we got to see the movie, what was it called? Song Blue, I believe, about the guy doing Neil Diamond. Well, the guy was Hugh Jackman and his counterpart, Reese Witherspoon. I'm not really sure if they did their own singing, but if they did, wow, incredible, impressive. And I guess you know you're getting older when you watch a movie like that and you start singing along to the Neil Diamond songs. It was interesting, though. I didn't learn this from the movie. There was a video of Neil Diamond on YouTube, and he talked about the song Cracklin' Rosie. And all these years, I thought Cracklin' Rosie was a real person. As it turns out, Cracklin' Rosie is a bottle of wine.
Cracklin' Rosie, get on the board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more to go. Taking it slow. Lord, don't you know? Happy a time of a poor man's lady. Well, I'm a rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in.
in style. Rapping and rolling, your stuff on one. Make me sing like a guitar. Play it now, my lady. Back to the rosy, make me a smile. I'm tired of this last for an hour. Well, that's alright, we got all night. Set this world right. Life is a dream, but don't ask no questions. Yeah, yeah. Oh, we're loving the rosy, Jack. You got the way. Go in style, and it grows your stubborn woman. Make you sing like a guitar, man. And the only girl I saw keeps running on. Yeah. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my lady. That's the most you make me a smile.
Town girl.
Where does she live?
Living in a lonely world.
Did she stay there or was she traveling?
She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Thank you. So only a small town girl, right?
Just a city boy.
Oh, there's more people. Where's he from?
In South Detroit.
I've never been there. I heard it's nice.
She took the midnight train going.
So they both took the same train and went to the same place. Gotcha.
A singer in a spooky room.
What does the room smell like?
Smell of wine and cheap perfume.
Those things smell bad.
Thank you. that I've done.
It's a group called The Killers here at 90.9 FM and All These Things That I've Done. Well, hope you're having a good Wednesday afternoon, staying warm. I think spring is a little more than 3 weeks away, so hopefully things will start getting better. Although I think up here on Saturday it's supposed to be in the 40s, and then the next day, Sunday, back into the 20s. Hey, it was on this day back in 1995 that Frank Sinatra gave his final concert. It was in Palm Springs. But whenever I hear or see anything about Frank Sinatra, I always think about a story that my mother would tell me growing up. She grew up in Brooklyn. She had three sisters, four brothers, and this had to be taking place in the 30s. Frank Sinatra came to town. One of the sisters had a great idea. Let's go see Frank Sinatra, because at that time, the ladies swooned all over Frank Sinatra, much like they did with Elvis or with Michael Jackson. But Frank Sinatra was like, he was the man. So the three of them, like, yeah, that's a great idea. When we go to school tomorrow, we'll write up a letter saying that we were sick. That's why we didn't go to school. My mother said no. They had an Italian mother. My mother's like, I'm not getting in trouble. I'm going to school. And I always thought that was the end of the story until a couple of years ago, my aunt, who, God bless her, 96 years old now, she told me that after, you know, they, her and the other two sisters, they get back, they go to school the next day, and she's in class, and one of her teachers says, oh, Miss Russo, are you feeling better today? And my Aunt Gloria is like, oh, yes, I'm much better, thank you. And he said, you weren't feeling too well yesterday. No, she said, I wasn't feeling good at all. That's why I couldn't come to school. With that, he throws down a copy of the Daily News, the New York City newspaper. On page 3 is a picture of the three sisters, and they're screaming at Frank Sinatra. Can you say nailed? Huh?
Midnight lady, I'm much obliged to you.
Albert and his Tijuana Brass here on Jukebox Journey, giving us a taste of honey. I came across something pretty cool on social media. It's called Things We Did for the Last Time and Didn't Even Know It. And I started thinking, man, it would have been so cool, like growing up, if somehow you could have known, like, this was the last Thanksgiving that we're so familiar with that we're ever going to have together, or this is the last time you're ever going to sit down and have a dinner with your family, or the last time you're going to be playing touch football with your friends in the street, or the last time you're going to see a friend or talk to a parent. I mean, I don't know. I guess maybe you would appreciate it a little bit more.
This was the last time you went to Blockbuster and rented a movie, but you had no idea. This would be the last time you all had dinner together at Grandma's house, and you just didn't know it yet.
I wish someone would have told me that this was going to be the last time you asked your mom for quarters at the Pizza Hut arcade.
This would be the last time you used a computer at school, and you had no idea.
This would be the last time you sat in front of the TV and watched Saturday morning cartoons.
This would be the last time you rode your bike around with your best friends.
You just didn't know it.
This would be the last time you and your mom went school clothes shopping together.
No one told you, but that was the last time you called a friend's house and asked their parents if they were home.
Do you wish someone would have told you that these were the best time of your life before it was all just a memory?
So what do you remember doing for the last time before?
Well, I told you once and I told you twice, but you never listened to my advice. You don't try very hard to please me, but what you know, it should be easy. Well, this could be the last time. This could be the last time. Maybe the last time. I don't know.
KC Sunshine Band, and that's the way I like it. I am Johnny G saying so long for now. We'll do it all over again next Wednesday from noon to 2. Until then, please stay warm and happy trails.
Bombadida, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather.
The job you've done on me, sir. You've been hosting parties. In my mind, I'm working overtime. You've become my whole world. Oh, what a curse it is to be a lover
good.
At the bottom with the radio guitar. Miss me with your problems, Lego, I'ma hit them all. Face it with a problem in the riddle of it all. It's who gives a f***, let's live it up and please pick up my calls. I can help you, let it be. Pedal to the pedigree, metal to the medicine. Better than the better, please. I can help you, let it be. Mother Mary, come for me. Woof, woof, woof. And you're barking on my tree.
Listening to WONY Oneonta, 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio.
This is the sound of E. coli splashing around in raw hamburger juice on your cutting board. And it looks like Mom just put the tomatoes and onions on there, too. Don't let E. coli mosh with your food. An estimated 3,000 Americans die from a foodborne illness each year. So always separate raw meat from vegetables on two cutting boards.